Welcome to Random Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a random Wikipedia page every day. The random article for Sunday, October 1, 2023 is Define the Great Line. Define the Great Line is the fifth studio album by American rock band Under Oath. It was released on June 20, 2006, through Tooth & Nail Records. 5 months after the release of their fourth studio album, They're Only Chasing Safety, the band were already in the process of working towards its follow-up. Recording took place between January and March 2006 at Zing Recording Studios in Westfield, Massachusetts, and Glow in the Dark Studios in Atlanta, Georgia, with Adam Dutkiewicz of Killswitch Engage, Matt Goldman and the band as producers. Define the Great Line is predominantly a metalcore and emo album, which has also been tagged as Christian metal, post-metal and post-hardcore. The variety of styles was an unintentional move by the band, who took influence from At the Drive-In, Beloved and Cult of Luna, among others. Preceded by festival appearances and a headlining tour in the United States, Writing on the Walls was released as the first single from Define the Great Line on June 27, 2006. Under Oath headlined the main stage of Warped Tour, though dropped off because of tension within the band. They toured Central and South America and Canada, prior to joining the international edition of the Taste of Chaos tour. In Regards to Myself appeared as the second single in the midst of this on November 27, 2006, followed by the third single You're Ever So Inviting on January 23, 2007. Under Oath spent the first half of the year touring the North America with Taking Back Sunday, Norma Jean, and Maleen and the Sons of Disaster. They appeared on Warped Tour again, and closed the year with another headlining U.S. tour, which saw drummer Aaron Gillespie temporarily replaced by Kenny Bozzi. Define the Great Line received generally favorable reviews from music critics, many of whom highlighted the various musical styles, and praised Spencer Chamberlain for his growth as a vocalist. The album peaked at number 2 on the Billboard 200, becoming the highest charting Christian release on said chart since 1997. It was certified gold in the U.S. by the Recording Industry Association of America by the end of 2006. The music video for Writing on the Walls was nominated for a 2007 Grammy Award for Best Short Form Music Video. Define the Great Line has been repressed on vinyl and performed in its entirety over the years. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:06 UTC on Sunday, October 1, 2023. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Define the Great Line. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Sharealike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. On Mastodon, follow us at Wiki of the Day at masto.ai. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Joey Standard. Thank you for listening to Random Wiki of the Day.